Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What is taking place mere yards from where we stand?
Ebenezer Kane.
Ho, 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 everyone! And welcome to the Cultaholic Classic Review Christmas Special, A Kane-mas Carol.
Yeah.
Halloween, innit?
You don't tell what noise we're supposed to be making there.
It is Christmas Eve 2021. As you are listening to this, we are joined by, from left to right, from the Cultaholic Classic Smackdown Review, King Botch himself, Mr. Matthew Gregg.
That's right.
Woo! I used to watch your videos years ago.
Back when they were good.
No, woo. They're still great. Don't say that about your content.
Lost my virginity to Mega Man 3 theme.
I am joined by the latest addition to the classic review series from the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review, the one and only Jack Jackins. Jackins!
Hey. I'll clap myself too, because it seems to be what we're doing.
Hey. And on my far left, we have WCW Kid from the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. It's Mr. Sam Driver!
Worship me, peons, worship.
I beat you a point blank too.
Absolutely, get me all over the place.
If this is your first ever Cultaholic Classic Review, I'd advise maybe skipping it, because...
This is the most perfect, like, I don't know about you guys, we never talk wrestling. We talk Mr. Frosty, Big Loader, Connects.
Beetleborgs.
Yeah.
It's just basically the works of Reeves and Mortimer for me and Tom.
It's basically what we do.
That's disgusting to hear, isn't it, Tom? Considering how much we're dedicated to talk about wrestling on the SmackDown Cultaholic podcast. With N64 games that Tess can't beat. Lugs, the Breakfast of Champions. And Triple H appearing in dodgy steroid adverts. Disgusting. Disgusting.
That's pretty much how it goes. So I thought it'd be nice that we all get together and do a special table reading of a Christmas radio play that I have painstakingly written. as you can know by now, titled A Kane-mas Carol. Do we have our favourite versions of A Christmas Carol? Because there's been about a million of them. Sam, what would be yours?
As weird as it's going to be to say, as dead as their eyes were, I really like the Jim Carrey one.
Yeah.
I thought it was like just really, it was done with a lot of care and with the best possible CG they could have done at the time. Slightly better than Polar Express's creepy eyes, but still creepy eyes all the same.
I like it. How about you, Jackins?
Well, of course, it's the Muppet.
Shit. Yeah, Muppet. What you the fuck am I idiot. Talking about?
No, I'm glad. I thought you said that deliberately so we didn't all say the Muppet. So.
My brain just completely. Yeah, Muppets. Christmas
yeah, it's clearly
Carol.
The Muppets.
Fuck.
Yeah, great shit.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry.
Christmas Carol.
Sorry, I can already see the comments. I can see the abuse. It's Christmas morning now, and I'm just getting like, you fucking piece of shit.
I like the one where Dr. Robotnik changes his ways. But it's a bit Uncanny Valley, the Jim Carrey one.
It is, yeah.
Which when I watch it sometimes, it kind of makes my head.
They're hard to watch those films. It's like I try and watch Polar Express every year because I like Polar Express. Mm. And I know that's another one people kind of go, ugh. But I don't know. It's just a nice story, isn't it?
Yeah. It is a nice story. The Muppets one is I'm with Jackins on this. It's probably definitive.
Yeah. they took an old thing, they made it exceptional, and they made it better than any other. Didn't it? It was just awesome.
That reminds me, I'm pretty sure
Oh, by the way, for those listening on the podcast, because we have three microphones and there's four of us, Jatkins and Matthew are sharing a microphone at the top of the table.
Lennon McCartney doing Let It Be.
I was going to say Mick and Keith, but we'll go with it.
Highlands in the stream.
I remember last year there were rumours that they were restoring the Muppets Christmas Carol. Ooh. Because for years they'd cut out
the violence.
Ebenezer's Mrs.'s song. So she leaves him and sings him a song. Oh. And then they refrain it at the end. So in the film, it's just they're saying, see you later, Ebenezer, and then Rizzo the Rat crying for no reason. But people have been kicking off on the internet for years saying, restore the music. And Disney said, oh, next year.
They've fired it into space, haven't they? It's currently hurtling toward the sun.
Give us the Snyder cut of the Muppets, you cowards. Matthew Gregory.
Hello.
Hello, Matthew Gregory. Merry Crimbles.
Merry Crimbles.
Merry Chrysler.
Happy Christmas.
Have a crime. Have a crimble.
One of my favourite vines. Happy Chrysler.
Merry Chrysler. What would yours be?
Aside from the Muppets, which watch every year we die.
We're going to say Muppets, aren't we? Yeah. Except Sam.
Apart, I'm going to make a difference.
I should have said Muppets. Don't
too late.
Yeah,
I'm an idiot.
It's obviously the one we all watch. But yeah. I'll also go with the Alistair Sims version, just called Scrooge, because my dad loves Alistair Sim.
Nice.
A very animated individual. It looks like one of the Thwomps from Super Mario if you had hair. And it just does a marvellous job of, you know, just the lines that we all know and love. You know, there's more gravy than grave about you, spirit. Ooh. And because it's all like very me oldie, like, was it the 50s?
It's
maybe
almost
60s?
Like Ealing-y.
Yeah. Like just the old biddies that are like going through his stuff, like, Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge! He's not keeping him with your tradition and all this stuff. I'm like, bloody hell. Did they actually talk like that in the 50s?
Can we just stop and talk about how good Scrooged is, though?
That's a good shout. Like,
I really enjoy Scrooged as well.
Bill Murray's
especially
finest.
When he's getting hung out the side of the building. I remember being a kid going, whoa!
Nice.
Thanks, Linda. When the little kid at the end finally talks every year. Little tear of Jack
and Zach. That's nice, though. Yeah, Scrooge is good, but mine, I'm going to... So we've... See, the part of me says I should probably say the Patrick Stewart one.
Oh.
Because nobody else has said that so far. But then I do quite like the Scrooge McDuck one.
It doesn't matter, though, because we're gonna blow it all out the water, right? Right now.
Scrooge McDuck... Yeah.
There was Mickey's Christmas Carol, which is the animated one, and Scrooge McDuck played Ebenezer Scrooge.
Of course he did.
And that was, and I remember it was very...
He is Ebenezer Scrooge.
He's perfect, isn't he? His name's even Scrooge. It was too perfect. But he was but there was that harrowing scene at the end where he got pulled into the abyss. I was a young boy when I watched it.
A light, bright, happy film and then just pits of hell.
Yeah, they do.
Hellfire.
But just they got Clive Barker in to just direct that last little bit.
Scrooge McDuck.
David Cronenberg is just throwing little bits in. Just cutaways from the fly that they never use.
Your suffering will be legend, even in duck hell.
All hail the new flesh.
Scrooge McDuck plucked and wanking. Just.
It's no longer Christmas. This is the event horizon, Scrooge McDuck.
Did you say Scrooge McDuck plucked and wanking? I think I've watched that live show. This is off to a lovely start. So these are some great suggestions for Christmas carols.
I have no duck and I'm a Scrooge.
Scrooge me, baby.
Thing is, though, aren't ducks one of those animals with the proper, like, hooked dicks?
Well, we all know that's not one bully.
So how do you whack it with a hooked dick there, Atkins?
One of those animals.
Yes.
Wikipedia page, list of animals with wacky dicks.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that I'm wanking Scrooge McDuck. That's just going to be painful.
Life finds a way, Sam.
I love how we asked your favourite Christmas film. You talk about wanking Scrooge McDuck. I'm sorry, I've misunderstood the question.
I appreciate how, if you had talking about how to wank off a duck on your bingo card for this classic review show, then mark that off now. That took us, 10 minutes? So now we've all been assigned parts for this production. I think this might be the finest bit of work I've ever written. We're going to see how we go through it. I've got a mask to wear for the purpose of no guesses on who I'm playing. It's my show and I'll cast them as I want.
I'm just tying it around his eyes.
It's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to completely obstruct your voice and everything. You'll have to lift it up every time.
Hello!
No, no, just the mouth. We don't want to ruin the illusion for the children.
Hello, kids!
Why yeah, now it? You're like, oh, 2K, everybody loved that. You know, the cut-off cane.
Why does it smell like potato?
It's been on a lot of faces and probably a lot of other things.
What a circumstance I find myself in.
I'm gonna wrap it around my eye.
Yeah, I should know, we? Should we get that? Should we get it? No, all right, yep.
I'll do.
Hello. Merry Christmas, children. Me, Canyon.
Right.
Can I drink with this, though? That's the question.
Can you read with it? I can see right now are eyebrows. You look like Brock
from
Pokemon.
I wrote it, I'll just guess.
He's got to commit it to memories off book. Don't worry about that.
He's right, you know.
What happens at the end? I think they find the Ark of the Covenant.
There's a Stephen Sondheim level sing-along in this, right?
Sondheim wrote it before. Yeah. So, we're going to do it. We're going to do a Cultaholic classic review festive tale. I'm going to take this off. I can't do that. Hey, I'll lean it there. A Cultaholic classic review festive tale called A Cainmas Carol.
It's Christmas Eve all over the world, and the staff at Lugs HQ are still hard at work. The bustling office is overseen by a firm, money-driven team leader, Ebenezer Kane.
Ebenezer Kane? What am I doing here?
Ebenezer Kane didn't care for the festive period.
No, shit.
Whilst people spent more money on lugs in the run-up to Christmas, his staff always wanted time off to be merry and gather with their families. Something that was not good for business.
Yeah, get a fart on, you lot! We've got 2,000 pairs of Yule lugs! Because it's like, because it's like your log.
Oh
we've
my
got
god!
Your log.
I'm genuinely glad you explained that. I didn't know.
I've got the Yule log. If you've got the fireplace, we've got.
I was about to be like, where the fuck are we on the screen?
I've started at the top and now I'm here. We've got 2,000 pairs of Yule lugs to ship to the Mall of America before Lex Luger gets there. Oh, a knock at the door. Enter. Oh, it's you, Macho Man Randy Cratchit.
Ooh, yeah. Listen up, Mr. Ebenezer. Me and the guys have been thinking if we could finish up a little early today. I got a message on my space that a Christmas party is happening over at Chef Boyardee restaurant. And we wanted to go along.
Why do you pronounce it restaurant? You sound like my brother, French Kane.
Oh, it's so warm in here.
It's.
Should I turn on the AC?
Turn on the air. That's right. That's right, servants. Turn on the aircon. We're ad-libbing it. A party with Chef Boyardee. Where is he getting the money from for a party? Are you after the thing? Because it's up there. My assistant was looking for the air conditioning button. Oh, the cold winds have changed. That's nice, actually. That's beautiful. I got a nice strong gust then.
Keep kayfabe.
A party with Chef Boyardee. Where's he getting the money from for a party? Is he rented Fuck Island to Chris Jericho again? Fine, you can go, but be here all the earlier tomorrow. I want to make a start on relacing all those Easter egg lugs from last year.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Mr. Ebenezer, it's Christmas Day tomorrow, and we wanted to spend the day doing what everybody else does. Playing Monopoly with family members we don't like and drinking pure vodka at 7 a.m. Yeah.
So you want the whole day off? You fuck! Come on, you complete fucknut! Fine, nobody's gonna be open anyway, and I don't wanna waste another AOL CD's worth of internet being open tomorrow! Bugger off, you bunch of losers!
Cheers, boss, and a Merry Christmas to you and your family!
Fuck off!
Door slams.
Door slam.
Ebenezer Kane, with no Christmas joy in his heart or his trousers, went home that night infuriated with the lack of, with the seasonal goodwill. Especially the sound of Christmas carols on the street where he lived.
Carol, tell your sisters to stop eating those crisps so loud!
Ebenezer Kane lit
Good
a...
Good joke, that!
Ebenezer Kane lit a single candle and snapped into a Slim Jim with chestnuts roasting on his open fire.
Oh, God, no! Oh, sat too close to the fireplace again.
Suddenly, Ebenezer Kane was disturbed by a ghostly sound.
Ebenezer, how do you like me now? What? It's my old business partner, Hardcore Marley. What are you doing here? You're brown bread. You must be a figment of my imagination. You're some undigested food, yes? There's more Bisto than Misto about you. Sponsored by Bisto.
I'm very much dead, Ebenezer, and I'm here to warn you that I can't do an accent because this isn't a recurring joke in our podcast, and I'm not sure why you wrote it into this particular thing.
I just liked how Hardcore Marley flowed.
But I'm Hardcore Holly, and I'm pissed off, naturally. If you don't change your ways, y'all be down here. Do I say it like that? Y'all be down here in the eternal miserable afterlife of heck with me.
Is it really that bad, Hardcore Marley?
It's awful, Ebenezer. You start every day with a chop from Inoki and a kiss from Rikishi. Neither of those men are dead. They only have one toilet. It's crazy. Oh, there's a joke.
There's the joke from the podcast.
But there's a joke from the podcast.
Yeah, oh, thank God. I understand my purpose. Plus, the only food is rich tea biscuits, and the only drinks are cans of Diet Coke that'd be left out the side too long and gone flat.
Oh, what's the telly like, though?
The same episode of 2.4 Children on loop.
Oh, God, no! 2.4 Children has so many good episodes and so many bad episodes, objectively. It's a real crapshoot as to which one you'll get in the afterlife. Can I avoid this fate, Hardcore Marley?
Well, for starters, don't try and sandbag Brock Lesnar.
Allegedly.
What was that?
That's the ghost of our lawyer.
Oh, I killed him with a drop kick. Tonight, I'll be pissed off, but you will be visited by three spirits.
But I'm not thirsty.
Fine. You'll be visited by three ghosts.
That's better.
They'll show you the life you've lived and where you'll end up if you keep on this path. I have to leave now. I can hear the... 2.4 Children theme music starting, and the biscuits are being handed out. Goodbye, Ebenezer. Hardcore Marley leaves to an enormous pop. That's right. That's right.
Oh, he should have been more over than he was, Hardcore Marley. And he had a really good drop kick. Anyway, three ghosts. I don't even like one ghost. What a circumstance I find myself in.
Suddenly, Ebenezer's dimly lit bedsit is filled with a blinding white light, and the first angelic, ghostly vision appears before Ebenezer Kane.
Hey, Ebenezer, man! Oh, Bart, you got him over there, like, oh.
The British Bulldog! Are you one of the ghostly ghosts that Hardcore Marley talked of?
Yeah, damn fucking right, I'm a miserable bastard. Oh, God, it's Christmas past. I'm going to show you what Christmas was like back in the day. Got to be quick, though. I've got my dog tied up to the lamppost outside, quick save. And our Winston will start getting yampy if I leave him there too long.
Another flash of white light fills the room, and suddenly both Kane and the Bulldog are transported to a warm and cosy living room, decked out with Christmas decorations.
OM God! This is my childhood home! Look at the Christmas tree our dad stole from the funeral parlour, allegedly, where he works. Oh, look, and there's a young me opening my presents.
Oh, wow! A dentist can... Hello, it's the young version of me.
That's the young version of me! I sound different!
I can't wait to look inside people's mouths when I grow up. What a rubbish career. When I grow up, I'm going to start my own company called Crime Incorporated. and we're going to support our troops by riding around on motorcycles. Vroom, vroom. That's my brother, the Undertaker. He was always a dickhead. Don't be so mean, brother. I can support the troops with you by checking them for Tartarus. You best check your mouth first. I pissed in your big boss man's chocolate dogs yesterday. Oh, bloody hell, Undertaker. There, your brother is a rat bastard right there. That's me, my brother Tom. Bought my Sky card for Christmas for the bailer over up with me. We have a 30-hour sound plug and wig and mine to save for that. Asshole. Between you and me, I don't think he even trained at Snake Pit like William Regal definitely did. Oh, no. Oh, no. What the fuck did you say, Davey, you clothy twat? Oh, fuck, that's our top. You get me out of going out before I start to slip aside.
Another blinding flash, and Ebenezer Kane found himself back alone in his bedsit. But he wasn't alone for long, as he was visited by another ghost.
Ahmed Johnson!
What? I've just seen her. Fuck.
Ahmed Johnson! What are you doing here? You sound like your Warzone video. You're the ghost of Christmas present, you say? And you're here to show me what Christmas will look like this year? You say that I will see how others perceive me and how my actions, albeit small, will impact their festivities? Okay.
And with one almighty I said, and with one almighty thank you. Ebenezer Kane was transported to the home of his cousin, Stupid Kane, who had invited the whole family over for Christmas dinner and party games.
I think the murderer was Colonel Plums in the vestibule with the rubber duck. Yahtzee!
Stupid Kane, we're playing charades.
Oh, okay, Undertaker. Did I win a slice of cheese? Or is it pie or mousetrap?
That's you as well. I didn't
know. Who's Dennis Norden?
What is Dennis Norden here?
The joke is that Kane is so stupid that he mixes all the games up. Yes, Dennis Norden, well observed. How about you and Kane fire up that Philips CDI and play Thunder in Paradise for a bit?
Okay, Linda, who had a small role in this play, but I took it out, but didn't change the bit where I acknowledge Linda. Okay. Okay, Linda, I'll do just that.
Speaking of Philips CDI, CDI don't think. Oof. Ebenezer Kane will be joining us today. Did you WhatsApp him, French Kane?
Oui, I did.
In the Black Country.
He's from the French country.
My diagnosis as Dr. Kane. Not French Kane now. My diagnosis is that Ebenezer Kane is a miserable old fool who would prescribe 10 cc's of humbug to our lovely day.
You're right, Dr. Kane. How about you pour me another 10 cc's of that vodka and RC Maximum Power Edge Cola? Vroom, vroom. And let's watch 2.4 Children on BBC Two. It's the Christmas special, which I'm sure will be full of fun surprises.
Oh, that episode is shit! I don't want to see any more, Spirit! Get me away!
With that, Ebenezer Kane was transported across town, past the bustling WWF New York, beyond the Nitro Grill, and to the home of one of his employees from Lugs, the home of Macho Man Randy Cratchit.
Ooh, yeah, that turkey-flavored Slim Jim smells delicious, Elizabeth.
Did we say it was you?
Oh, Christ, really?
I forgot to cast.
It would be a bigger Slim Jim if you're a what? If you're a piece of shit, you've written here.
I've written the wrong year.
It would be a bigger Slim Jim if you're a piece of shit. Well done. let me start again. It would be.
Are you drunk, Linda?
It would be a bigger Slim Jim if your piece of shit boss, Ebenezer Scrooge, paid you more, honey.
Now that's no way to speak about the moon or the feast, darling. Come, let us all sit together. Stephanie, Shane, Trish, go and fetch your brother, Tiny Tess.
Dad, when we finish dinner, can you help me be Ripple Star on Kirby 64?
Of course I can, son. Then we can all play multiplayer GoldenEye on the big telly.
As long as Trish promises to not be Baron Samedi like normal.
Spirit, that young boy, Tiny Tess, he has a walking stick. You see a walking stick next to the chair with no owner? Oh, it's because he gets better. Oh, that is a relief. I thought you were going to tell me he died. Whew, that's, I thought that was going to be much worse than it was. Oh, he has to sell the N64. Oh, no. Where will all the gags come from?
The room bursts with a flash of light, but this time, instead of being returned to his bedsit, Ebenezer finds himself in a cold, dark room. A few moments later, he realizes he's not alone.
Sullivan, my son! The Taskmaster from the Dungeon of Doom!
It's just the Master. The Taskmaster's Kevin Sullivan himself.
Good shout! Master from off of the Dungeon of Doom! I have traveled across the great mountains of Fiji! I've sailed down the mighty Mount Everest! Descended the Malvern Hills on a sledge and plucked the whiskers from the great Bengal tiger to be here today and show you what lies before you if you do not change your ways.
That's a really good Kevin Sullivan, by the way.
Why are you shouting?
Behold! What is taking place mere yards from where we stand?
Ebenezer Kane. Oh, right. Ebenezer Kane is transported to the street where people are gathered, laughing heartily, as an auction of some sort takes place before a selection of... As an auction of some sort takes place for a selection of meager possessions.
Yes, our next item in this shit person auction for good people is this blanket. Used regularly because he was too cheap to put the central heating on.
That's right, Mulligan. It's a bit crap, so we'll throw in two AOL CDs that we found under his bed and these little walking sticks.
£2.20.
Sold!
Up next is hardly ever used dentist kit.
Yes.
Covered in what appears to be fragments of the breakfast cereal, Big Boss Man's chocolate dog.
Yes, Mulligan, for whoever wins this bid, Cool Kane has offered to throw in a pair of his sunglasses.
Yeah, I'll pick £300,000 and donate it to the Cool Kane Kids Foundation.
So to Cool Kane! Cool Kane! Bam, bam. Cool Kane was always so cool. Shit. But Spirit, why do these look like my things, my possessions? Why are these people laughing so joyfully as they get pawned off in such an awful manner?
The answer to your question lies behind you. Turn your gaze to the tombstone on the right. Rub away the dirt and detritus to reveal which wretched soul this grave belongs to.
It's a guy. Oh, wow. It's a guy that lived to 185. That's amazing. Who's miles from London? The grave on my right! Not your right!
I had to put an actual joke in there at some point. Alright, sorry. What? It says Ebenezer Kane! That's my name! It's... All those people were happy that I was brown bread. Spirit, are these visions of what is properly well happening or what might well happen, not at all, maybe?
The sky glowed red and a hole opened up in the ground. Ebenezer Kane felt the earth beneath him give way, and he tumbled through the earth into the fiery pits below.
This is like that thing from the Scrooge McDuck Christmas Carol! Oh, spaghetti! What a circumstance! What?
Suddenly, as all the flames vanished, the darkness lifted, the smell of burned cheap as fuck ravioli disappeared. And Ebenezer Kane was back in his bed.
It was all a dream. Or was it? Did the spirits do it all in one night?
Ebenezer Kane rushed to his window and saw a little boy walking along the snowy pathway.
You there! Little boy!
I ain't no...
Wait, how do you do, Bruce?
Hello. I ain't no little boy, you bloody wanker.
Taz! Little boy!
Taz?
What day is it, Taz?
Well, according to Lemon and Lime on me watch it Christmas watch, morning, Governor.
Oh, what a clever little bastard you are, Taz. Is the prize turkey still hanging in Pastamania?
The last time I went up the apples and pears in the Mall of America, it was indeed, good squire.
What a clever little shit. Here's a bag of money. Go and get it for me and take it to Randy Cratchit's house. What a lovely little asshole.
Boy, quit calling me a little kid. Ebenezer Jones here.
With that, Ebenezer bounced down the stairs of his bedsit and out of the house, smiles, high fives, and choke slams for all he saw.
I'm as light as a feather, as happy as a schoolboy, as something as a nice or something.
Ebenezer Kane went to Stupid Kane's home and burst through the door, straight to the Cratchit's house, hands filled with presents and a turkey large enough to feed the entire WCW roster.
Sorry, I was going to use the door, but I jumped through the window instead. Oh, don't worry, I do that. Not all the time. Brother, I'm sorry for being so distant. I still think you're a nasty asshole, but I want to embrace the spirit of Christmas more.
It's great to see you, brother. Here, this is for you.
My very own crime ink shirt. Thank you, Undertaker.
I pissed on it too.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Ebenezer Kane then ran to the home of Randy Cratchit, the large turkey from Pastamania, and handfuls of gifts for all the Cratchit family. He was greeted with open arms. Tiny Test even pulled himself away from Jet Force Gemini long enough to give Ebenezer the warmest hug in the world.
Ooh, yeah. I can't wait to snap into this turkey. Used to whip and he's a king, the founder of the feast.
Hey, hey, clink, 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 hey.
Clinkity, clink, clink.
God bless us, everyone. Now, can someone help me understand why No Mercy keeps on resetting after several hours? And my nice person buying me this gift with no receipt means I will have to buy another copy.
I will! Ho, ho, ho! Merry Canemas, one and all! And to all, fuck off!
Hey!
Half of this is just you doing various degrees of the same... Like, we're going to have to...
Welcome to the classic review!
God. It's like Crisis on Infinite Arseholes.
With any luck, my voice will come back by Christmas Day because he's absolutely frigged after that.
It's fine.
The master was really fun.
I like your Macho Man. The first time you did it, it went Cajun all of a sudden. Yeah. But then as soon as you did it the first time, it was perfect. The rest, but your type master was very impressive. And then I realised towards the end, I was trying to start lining back. You sound just like Zig and Zag.
Ragamuffin.
Well, that concludes our very special Christmas episode from the Classic Raw Review friends. We will be back in the new year.
See, the joke is that Christmas Carol is an overplayed story told every Christmas. And we've decided to have many of the people who we fill up all these reviews we allegedly do about the wrestling get together for silly bollocks.
On behalf of Sam Driver from the Golden Holly Classic Night Show Review. Yay! Wonderful jobs, narrator and the
much.
Master. Ladies and gentlemen, Randy Macho Man Cratchit. Played by Jackins, as well as the wonderful Turner's Bulldog and Ahmed Johnson. And for the wonderful role of Dennis Norton, Hardcore Marley, Elizabeth. Taz!
Yes. If you shut your eyes, it's like they're in the room with you.
Young Undertaker, Young Kane, Matthew Gregg from the Classic Spider-Man Review.
And everybody else under the sun.
And everybody else that we didn't have roles
And the starring
for.
Role of Kane, Mr. Thomas Campbell.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you! We'll see you in the spring! If we will!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I think you forgot one person. Oh, sorry, Triple H. Oh. We forgot you. Oh, hang on. My phone's ringing.
Who could it be on his phone?
Hi, is that Triple H?
Yes, it is.
Triple H, it's Mike Powell from Logistics. And oh, Merry Christmas, Mike. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well. Wondering if in the new year you'd be interested in buying a wrestling promotion based in Japan.
It's great, this joke, by the way. It's great.
It's a great joke. Wondering if in the new year you'd be interested in buying a wrestling promotion in Japan.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we've bought all the presents for the year.
And I was going to say a different company to make it varied.
Well, there's a couple of companies that we're thinking of at the moment. But I don't know if you knew one off the top of your head that you maybe wanted to buy, maybe.
Well, struggling to think of any right now, so I'll say no. Okay, we'll buy them. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
What are we butchering next year?
Top five times that Tom has told that joke on stream.
Stephen, get on it. Get on it now.
Guru Larry. What are you doing here?
Hello, you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.